This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, first things first, to all you dads out there, I hope you had a great Father's Day. Miss my dad so much. Lost him just 3 years ago. And again, he was my slayer of dragons. And oh boy, the patience. I actually apologized to my parents because let's just say I was a little bit of a handful from time to time, particularly during those angst-ridden teenage years. But to all you dads, thank you for your patience. Thank you for teaching us the things that we needed to know. And thanks for being there, and I hope you as a dad had a great Father's Day. 608 now 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, let's see. Last week, you had Southwest Airlines grounding planes, canceling 500 flights amid this computer glitch. Well, this week, it's American Airlines' turn, but for a different reason. American Airlines said it canceled hundreds of flights just this past weekend. So if you're flying American, I would suggest that you might want to check on the status of your flight. As once again, American Airlines saying it canceled hundreds of flights this weekend due to staffing shortages, maintenance, and, well, that catch-all known as, air quote, other issues, close air quote, challenges facing the carrier as travel demand surges toward pre-pandemic levels. Are you comfortable getting back on a flight? I think the scariest part is the fisticuffs that are breaking out with increasing frequency as you've got the mask versus the maskless. Of course, mask regulations still in effect on major carriers, but you got people duking it out. Remember that story about that, I think it was a woman that punched a Southwest Airlines flight attendant in the face? Come on, people. And you want to have that lovely drink trolley just trucking down the aisle? No. After all of the altercations and all of the umbrage and the volatility on flights, and I'm not talking about, uncertain weather conditions or maintenance problems, mechanical problems. No, it's people problems. Is it any wonder that any number of airlines have said, no, we're not serving you alcohol. Forget about it. But are you comfortable getting back on a flight? That is, if that flight indeed, as is the case with American Airlines, is flying as scheduled. You had about 6% of the airline's mainline schedule, this according to a piece out of CNBC, 180 flights just abruptly canceled on Sunday. Whoa. Nothing says Father's Day like a canceled flight, right? Now, this is according to flight tracking site FlightAware. The airline said that equaled about 3% of total flights, including those operated by regional carriers. Oh, my. And about half of those were because of unavailable flight crews. Unavailable flight crews. On Saturday, about 4%. I don't know. Are there some union issues going on there, or were they just, I don't know, they were in Argentina at the time? Unavailable flight crews. I'd like to have that better defined. On Saturday, about 4% or 123 flights were canceled. American said it's trimming. It's getting worse. American said it's trimming its overall flight schedule by about 1% through mid-July to help ease some of the disruptions, some of which it said resulted from bad weather at its Charlotte and Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport hubs during the first half of June. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Compare and contrast. Staffing shortages, maintenance. Oh, this must fall into that catch-all category of other issues because now they're blaming the cutback on bad weather at its Charlotte and Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport hubs. All right, that's their story, and they're sticking to it. You had Sarah Jantz, an American Airlines spokesperson, saying the bad weather combined with the labor shortages. Oh, okay. This is why some of our vendors are backing off of their flight schedules, because they're contending with this. The incredibly quick ramp up of customer demand, well, that has led American Airlines to build in something they called additional resilience and certainty to our operation by adjusting a fraction of our scheduled flying through mid-July. We made targeted changes with the goal of impacting the fewest number of customers. I have to wonder, did they reach out to those customers, those passengers, in advance of their flights being canceled? Or was it just kind of like, are you feeling lucky? It's kind of like airport roulette. Just show up at the gate and, well, maybe you're flying American. Maybe you're not. But again, Sarah Jantz, American Airlines spinner, said that we made targeted changes with the goal of impacting the fewest number of customers by adjusting flights in markets where we have multiple options for re-accommodation. Now, oh, here we go. Bad weather has impacted flight crews' abilities to get to assigned flights. Bad weather can also mean that crews can fall outside of the hours they are federally allowed to work. Now, case in point, if you are flying American, I would suggest that you check to see if you're one of those, fewest number of customers that will be impacted by these flight cancellations. Again, American said it's trimming its overall schedule by about 1% all the way through mid-July. So just keep that in mind. 614, now 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice. Hey, feeling generous this morning. Oh, my goodness. And thank you so much to the generous nature of the Greeley Stampede and Quality Well and Pump, our Greeley Stampede ticket sponsor. Quality Well and Pump for all your water needs. Call 353-3118, Quality Well and Pump. But I have got not one, not two, not three, but four pair of tickets to the PRCA Rodeo on Saturday, June 26th at the Greeley Stampede. And you just don't get the rodeo. Oh, no. It includes a variety of events to include bareback bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc, tie-down roping, mutton busting. I always love mutton busting, don't you? Barrel racing, bull riding, and so much more. So again, I have four pair of tickets to the PRCA Rodeo performance at the Greeley Stampede on June 26th to give away this morning. Oh, but I got them all for you, because boy, do I have the tickets to give away throughout the week. Of course, Greeley Stampede getting underway this week. So be sure to listen for your cue to call. Again, four pair of tickets to give away throughout the show this morning to the June 26th performance of the PRCA Rodeo. At 6:16, this time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, bringing you an incredible production of Shrek the Musical now through August 22nd. So for tickets and show information, just jump online, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, Broadway in your backyard.
The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, I'm a cowboy on the rodeo circuit.
All right, rodeo fans, I know it's early, but want you to get those dialing fingers limbered up, because as I said earlier, thanks to the generosity of the Greeley Stampede and our ticket sponsor, Quality Well and Pump, for all your needs, just call 353, all your water needs, I should say, just call 353-3118, Quality Well and Pump. But again, feeling very generous today, as I will throughout the rest of the week, because boy, do we have the tickets. But rodeo fans, how about this? For the third caller this morning, yes, indeedy-do, this is your cue to call. Want to see if you're up and at 'em. I have a pair of tickets to the June 26th performance of the PRCA Rodeo. It actually gets underway at 2 p.m. with a variety of events, again, Saturday, June 26th, including bareback bronc, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc, tie-down roping, mutton busting, always so much fun, barrel racing, bull riding, and so much more. So, yes, your cue to call. Hey, I mean, why not extend those Father's Day festivities? Why not take Dad to the rodeo? A pair of tickets to the June 26th performance of the PRCA Rodeo at the Greeley Stampede. Again, call now. Feeling lucky? 970-353-1310. And good luck to you. By the way, if you don't get in on this giveaway, we'll have three other opportunities for you to win a pair of tickets to see the PRCA Rodeo at the Greeley Stampede Saturday, June 26th. Again, your cue to call right now. 970-353-1310. 625 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Amazon Prime fans, aficionados, well, it is your day, or I should say days, to celebrate. It's Amazon Prime Day 2021 with deals available June 21st and 22nd. Okay, here's a question for you. They say it's Amazon Prime Day. Well, they should pluralize days because it's June 21st and 22nd. Typically, by the way, Amazon holds Prime Day in July. It said it was holding it earlier due to the Olympics, which starts next month. But it might be a rhetorical question. Nonetheless, I'll go ahead and put it out there. Isn't almost every day Amazon Prime Day? Are you like me? Sometimes you get on Amazon and, well, oh, you find something. It's like, how did you make it this far in life without it? So you go ahead and order it, and all of a sudden, well, there's a box, and there's one of those mailing bags that show up on your doorstep, and you open the door and you go, huh, cool. Something from Amazon. What the heck is it? What did I just order? Which is why I asked the question, isn't every day Amazon Prime Day? But nonetheless, Amazon offering its Prime Days with smoking deals available both today and tomorrow. Now, this is the earliest it's ever held. It's really popular sales event this year. Prime Day, again, will be held June 21st to June 22nd in 20 countries, including the U.S., the United Kingdom, Brazil, Italy, and Japan. You had Jamal Ghani, vice president of Amazon Prime, saying Prime Day is a celebration of our Prime members. Yeah. And we're spend more money. And we're excited to bring members great deals across an incredible selection. Whether members want to shop and save on top brands, buzzworthy items, or small business collections. Did you happen to see, okay, I'm going off on a tangent. I know it's early to do that at this point. Did you happen to see, and I believe it was on a website out of Australia, somebody bought this rather, I would say weird, but this rather rare houseplant. They had an auction for a houseplant. Do you know what that house plant sold for. And it's just this teeny tiny little plant that I would probably, well, unfortunately, not give the nurturing care it needed. So it would probably wilt and wither in about 20 seconds under my care. But that's just me, never good with house plants. But it sold for $19,000 for a variegated house plant. I mean, how crazy is that? The only weirder thing I can think of is those, you know, those non-fungible tokens that are all the rage these days, where you're buying something that really isn't there. Oh, speaking of things that really aren't there, did you happen to see, was it an Italian artist that sold an invisible painting? I kid you not. I'm sorry. I go back to Barnum and Bailey. It seems like there's one born every minute, right? No. And there was a picture of a square that was housing this invisible piece of artwork, and somebody paid big bucks to buy it. I don't know. Sometimes I think people have more money than they do sense, but that's just me. Anyway, happy Amazon Prime Day. All right, as things are loosening as far as restrictions go with COVID-19, millions of us are traveling again amid the COVID-19 pandemic. It's still kicking around. And AAA is actually planning on testing the cleanliness of surfaces in hotels, which begs the question, what are the germiest spots in a hotel room? And with the emergence of that highly contagious Delta variant, are you comfortable traveling? What about getting back on the ship and taking a cruise? We're going to check in with a good friend of the show, Patty Olinger. Patty is an expert on infectious diseases. She's executive director of GBAC. This is a division of ISSA, Global Biorisk Advisory Council, if you want that acronym. But, yeah, she'll be joining us this morning to talk about those things at 6:35. 6:30 now, 1310 KFKA.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, after a year, well, actually longer, of being in our COVID cocoons, we're all itching to get outside and play. That's being reflected in an uptick in travel and bookings for hotels. What about cruise ships? Cruise ships doing some test sails once again, but would you be comfortable getting on a cruise ship? 6:38 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joined this morning by Patty Olinger, an expert on infectious diseases. Patty is the executive director of the Global Biorisk Advisory Council. This is a division of ISSA, the leading trade association for the cleaning industry worldwide. Patty, welcome back to the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Gail.
You bet. So I've got just a cornucopia of topics to cover with you this morning, but this one caught my eye, the fact that AAA is planning on testing the cleanliness of surfaces during hotel inspections. As once again, we're all just wanting to bust out of the old normal into the new normal and get back on the road again. But, you know, I got to thinking about hotel rooms and the germiest places in a hotel room, and had to shut that line of thinking down somewhat because, well, let's just say it could be considered kind of a petri dish, right?
Well, you know, the reality is that whole concept really isn't different than from before. It's just, I think this last year has really highlighted everybody's awareness of, you know, germs and infectious diseases, and so we're much more attuned to those types of issues.
Would you suggest, as one of the Real Housewives of New York does, whenever she tried, I believe it was Bethany Frankel, she was in a hotel room and it showed her just wiping down with those disinfecting wipes, wiping down every surface imaginable. Do we need to go that far?
You know, I think that we need to step back and look at our own personal situations, number one. You know, and also look at the hotels that you're staying in, because some of these hotels really have, in this last year, the ones that we've worked with, have taken really close attention to cleaning, disinfection, and what we call infection prevention measures. Our star hotels have really focused on that and trained their staff to look for those things and pay attention to what, you know, what we call and what AAA is really looking at, those high touch points.
Now, what would you say, and you know, kudos to all the work that you are doing through ISSA and the hotels, you know, stepping up and ensuring our comfort level in staying in their facilities. But when you look at the germiest places in a hotel room, what would come in at number one? I mean, I think it would used to be telephones, but, I mean, how many of us use the old landline anymore when we've got our cell phones in our hands?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, and the other thing is that, I mean, we don't. We hardly ever pick up that phone, occasionally to call to the front desk.
Right.
But the reality is that, you know, some of these hotels even have gone so far as that you can take your phone and it can become your remote control for your TV. It's very interesting, all the technology that they've been putting in place this last year. You know, think about those areas that you wouldn't necessarily think about as high touch points. I mean, AAA is actually, their list of things are like the thermostat control or the handle on the refrigerator, you know, the coffee makers that we have. You know, how are they actually cleaning and sanitizing? Some of the hotels have gone to the point where they actually put little stickers on things that say, or, you know, something that says, here are the points that we've touched. And so, you know, I don't, you know, my read is, even though we're starting to come out of this pandemic with our fingers crossed, is that, you know, I don't think that cleanliness in hotel rooms, and it's not just the hotel rooms that these hotels are focusing on. They want the whole experience for people to be able to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's those high touch points. And we've got to remember, you know, to continue to wash our hands, not touch our face. And it's not just about COVID. As we start getting into the winter, that's, you know, it's a ways away. We're enjoying summer, but the flu season or staphs and straps.
Mm. You know, Patty, I just came across a story this morning that we're seeing an increase in the common garden variety cold because, you know, we've backed off of the mask wearing and the social distancing.
Oh, absolutely. RSV, it's a respiratory virus. We're seeing a lot of cases in certain states. And it's because people are now starting to get out without their masks. They're touching surfaces. They're touching their face. And they're not washing their hands as much. It's one of those things that we have seen such, I mean, think about the flu. The flu is basically non-existent this last year. We saved thousands of lives just because of the flu. Mm-hmm. And because of our work, because of cleaning surfaces and social distancing and wearing masks. So those are the types of things that we need to remember, that it's not just about COVID. It's about other things. And then understand our own personal situation if you have immunocompromised family members or yourself.
And I'm curious, Patty, that always struck me as being kind of odd that the garden variety flu, and not minimizing it, because, you know, sadly we have thousands that die from the flu each and every year. But, I mean, it kind of fell off the cliff over the past 13 to 15 months as we endured just the ravages of COVID-19 on just about every aspect of our life. Why did the flu seemingly go dormant, for lack of a better term?
Well, it didn't go dormant, but the practices that we were putting in place to protect us from COVID were very successful in protecting us against the flu. Ah. So people got their vaccines like they normally did. I think normally the United States has about a 40% the population that will get the flu vaccine. So it's not like 60 or 70 for herd immunity, but we still have had gotten quite a few. That was happening. In addition, people were wearing masks. They were social distancing. They were washing their hands more. And those are work practices that protect us against the flu. And so we really showed, which CDC and other health agencies have told us for years to do those types of things, those practices.
Right.
We showed that we just basically, we virtually almost eliminated it. I mean, the numbers are so low that it's going to be interesting this next year to see what happens if we go back to our normal ways of life.
And we'll never totally rid ourselves of COVID-19. I mean, this nasty novel coronavirus and all of its mutations and variants, which I want to get to, time permitting, that's going to be with us for quite some time to come, right?
Yes, and I think that when it becomes this, you know, pervasive, you might say, when it's then it's going to be very difficult to totally eliminate it. Mm-hmm. And coronavirus itself is not something that's new. There are a lot of coronaviruses that are common cold type coronaviruses. The big ones in the past were the original SARS virus, mm-hmm. and then what we talk about, and MERS, which we found over in the Middle East, initially. And so we've seen coronaviruses before, and a lot of our animals will get coronaviruses that are just animal-specific as well. So it's not a family of viruses that's new. This particular one just happened to be novel and new.
Yeah, and it's funny because I saw so many stories over the past 15 months or so that would pop up from time to time, have their moment of glory, and then just kind of fall by the wayside, talking about your pets being able to transmit COVID-19. Is it zoonotic in that way? We won't get to the bats.
You know, nobody's been able to show, to my knowledge, that it can be transmitted, that this particular one can be transmitted via our family pets. So our family pets are safe, but it is something that, you know, there are other viruses out there that can be transmitted via our pets, even mm-hmm. if it's something, I mean, we all know things like rabies or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's why we get them vaccinated. It's one of those things that we, even in our own homes, you know, need to pay attention to those high touch points sometimes.
No, isn't that the truth? 648 now, 1310 KFKA. Patty Olinger is the executive director of the Global Biorisk Advisory Council, division of ISSA. This is the leading trade association for the cleaning industry worldwide. All right, so just yesterday you had a trial cruise set sail from Miami, that's putting the cruise industry one step closer to resuming operations out of U.S. ports 15 months after the COVID-19 pandemic brought cruises to a halt. What do you say to those? Because you remember, was it the Diamond Princess? Was that the name of that? Where we
yeah.
really saw that first, I mean, really large outbreak of COVID-19. What do you say to folks who are just cruise devotees and, well, they might be a little bit reluctant to get back on board?
Well, the cruise industry has been just devastated this last year, and they have put in place, and I've seen some of the protocols that they've put in place for cleaning, sanitization, to even increase what they had in the past. Looking at their ventilation systems has been something that they've paid very close attention to. And so they're ready to bring people back. Now it's their opportunity to show that confidence and build the confidence in their patrons to bring them back. And that's what they're working on right now with these, you might say, the beta testing or, mm-hmm. or getting those first
the guinea
groups
pigs
out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's not really a guinea pig, I hope, but
you're
it's
right.
one of those things where, you know, they really are working hard at bringing back that confidence. And they've re-looked at how they're cleaning, disinfection. And to me, even more importantly, looking at the infection control practices, their airflow, so that they're not recirculating. And if they are, it's filtered in that.
Mm-hmm. How concerned about the Delta variant are you? It's reportedly the most contagious form of this coronavirus, this novel coronavirus so far, and apparently it's ravaging England.
Yeah, you know, the variants are the ones that start to, you know, that we pay a lot of attention to. And what's going to be important is, as these variants become more prevalent, to see how our vaccines that we've been getting, how effective they are against mm-hmm. them. And that's one of the things that we're still, they're still doing the research. I mean, we're still learning about this virus, our vaccines, and our work practices, or our practices that we, you know, that our behaviors that we do every day will have an effect on this. And so we're watching the Delta virus, or the Delta variant is one that we're really paying close attention to right now.
Patty Olinger, Executive Director of the Global Biorisk Advisory Council, a division of ISSA, again, the leading trade association for the cleaning industry worldwide. Patty, thanks so much, as always, for your time, being so gracious with your time this morning and your insights. Certainly do appreciate you.
Oh, you have a wonderful day, Gail.
You too. Take good care. 651 now, 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And congratulations, Tom from Greeley. Yes, indeedy do. You have won those tickets to see the PRCA Rodeo at the Greeley Stampede on Saturday, June 26th. Hope you enjoy that show. And by the way, if you didn't get in on this time around, like I said, hey, it's Monday and we're all trying to get, you know, our gears in motion. Mondays are fun days, right? Yeah, okay. But bottom line is, you take a look at it with a silver lining and thought, well, why not just pull out all the stops? So I've got one, two, three more pair of tickets. This courtesy of our ticket sponsor for all events and shows and rodeos at the Greeley Stampede. Quality Well and Pump for all your water needs. Just give Quality Well and Pump a call, 970-353-3118. But once again, feeling generous this morning, just want to put a little bit of a glimmer on your Monday morning. And these rodeo tickets, always some of the hottest tickets in town. So if, unlike Tom from Greeley, you didn't get in on that first PRCA ticket giveaway, I've got three more pair to give away today. So once again, just be listening for your cue to call. 659 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, coming up in our local news roundup, well, some bad news, possibly. This as Xcel Energy customers, well, we could see our bills increase as the utility is looking to pass through. Well, of course, that's what they do, right? Pass through higher natural gas and electricity costs, this due to rising commodity prices. We'll get to that and so much more in just a few. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, Longmont. It's 7 o'clock.